This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Every April, hundreds of thousands of taxpayers take advantage of deductions that allow them to squeeze a little more mileage after that clunker in the driveway. Under current law, people who donate a used car to charity can deduct fair market value of the car from their taxes. That, however, may be changing. Congress is considering a crackdown on these charitable car donations. For the remainder of the program, we're going to answer your questions about proposed changes regarding used car donations and anything else you want to know about how to take advantage of this deduction. Our phone number, if you'd like to join us, is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or you can email a question at totn@npr.org. Two guests are here to help us out. Kevin McCormally is editorial director of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Appreciate your time today.
I'm happy to be here.
Also with us is Ron Schaefer, a.k.a. Dr. Gridlock for the Washington Post. He's with us from his office in Fairfax, Virginia. Nice of you to join us.
Hello.
Kevin, you first. How does the charitable car donation work right now?
Well, right now, you have to give the car, first of all, by December 31st, you had to give it away if you want to deduct it on the return you're working on right now. So it has to be during the tax year. And the taxpayers are allowed to deduct fair market value. What concerns some people in Congress is that they know from a GAO study that people write off a lot more on their tax returns than ever gets to the charity to do its good work. And, of course, that makes perfect sense because the charity often has a middleman handle this. It costs them some money. And also, the taxpayer has every right under the law to deduct fair market value,
that's
retail
the,
price.
The so-called Blue Book value.
That's right, the Blue Book value, or you know, go to kellybluebook.com or edmunds.com, and you can find this number. Look in your local paper, you can find a number. But you get to deduct the retail value of that car. The charity is going to sell it for a wholesale value, and there's going to be middleman costs. So a lot of the money that gets bleeded away gets lost that way. But the big concern, of course, by Congress is they think we're all a bunch of cheaters. And we've got a clunker that's worth $300, and we're going to write down $3,000. The thing they're talking about changing is simply forcing us to have proof of what it's worth, requiring an appraisal to prove the value. Right now, the law says you have to have an appraisal if you write off more than $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when the GAO did its study last year, it looked at 54 specific donations. And I just looked at the list, and only one of those donations claimed more than $5,000. So all the rest of them were below the threshold where the appraisal was required. That's what Congress is talking about, lowering that dollar amount to try to make everybody to get an appraisal to have some sort of written proof to back up the number. They think if they do that, it'll scare away the cheats.
I hate to stand up for Congress in almost any circumstance, but every once in a while, you know, they're right. We do claim more for that car than it's actually worth.
Now, who is this we were talking about?
Well, it was years ago. I'm sure the statute of limitations has run out.
It never runs out on fraud. Never, never. They take care of that. But, you know, as far as change is coming, you do have to remember we are talking about the United States Congress. Nothing's going to happen this year. They won't get around to passing legislation like this for, I would think, years and years and years. It's just not it's a great issue to talk about. But as far as actually making a change and legislating something, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, Dr. Gridlock, you get lots of questions from your readers about this deduction. What are some of the issues they run into?
They are very concerned that they have given away a car to charity thinking they've done a good deed and got a tax deduction, only to find themselves receiving tickets later from some unknown driver of their former car who's piling up tickets and they're being charged to the donor. The problem there is that the donor has not signed over the car to the charity on the back of the title or failed to turn in the plates, the license plates. When the car is transferred, these things have to happen or the donor is still liable.
Aha. And the clever new purchaser knows that, or it just happens that way?
It's some mix of it. I haven't got down to that level of the people on the cheating side.
Well, I think they have to know about it because they're using your license tags. They know they're not their license tags. You know, driving around in a car, and I think often, I've seen cases where these cars are used in crimes. There are all sorts of things that people can do when they've got a car that's not registered to them.
Well, Dr. Gridlock, are most of these cars that you donate to these charities, and you hear the advertisements on the radio all the time, are they resold here in this country or sent overseas, or what happens to them?
Here in metropolitan Washington, I believe most of them go to auction houses. They're subcontracted out to them, and they are sold at auction, with some fraction of that going back to the charity.
Okay. Now, again, if you've ever donated a car to a charity, call us and tell us if you've had any problems. How did it go? Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. And also call and tell us if you ever got questioned by the IRS about it. Let's get a caller on the line. And this is Corey, who's with us from San Diego.
Good afternoon, Neil, and always a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. My question, actually, just a side comment, I did donate my car to the local KPBS station affiliate here.
And I'm sure it was all above board. That's the member station there in San Diego.
Of course it was above board, but I did run into that problem of getting tickets. The car was impounded after it was resold, and it was an easy enough fix, but, you know, still the hassle of having to go through and call around and fix it. So that was problem number one. But The question that I have for your guest is, I know that you obviously have to itemize to take a write-off for the donation, but I'm kind of confused as to whether or not the car is only worth, I think, $1,000. But, you know, I don't own a home, I don't have dependents, so I take the personal exemption. How do I handle that? Did I just lose it because obviously my personal exemption is going to be greater than the amount of the car?
Right, you're talking about the standard deduction.
Yes. The standard deduction, itemizing,
yes. And you're absolutely right. 70% of the people in this country do not itemize deductions. This means absolutely nothing to them. They get no charitable contribution for donating their car because your standard deduction is more than all of the qualifying expenses for, you know, property taxes, income taxes, all of those things that go into itemizing. And if your itemized deductions don't total more than your standard deduction, you just take the standard deduction. It actually saves you money in the end because, again, it's bigger than all of your deductions put together. But when you donate a car, and this is something that I think a lot of people get misled by, with all the advertising for car donation programs, they seem to promise everybody a deduction. But 70% of the people don't get to play in this game at all because they don't itemize.
And, Corey, that's unless it was, of course, a Rolls Royce or something.
And it definitely was not.
Now, when you what book value did you think the car was worth? I mean, did you look at that and, was the car really worth that amount of money?
I would say it was a very good running car. It was older. It was an 81. But I had recently put quite a bit of work into it. So just the new parts and that type of thing, I thought it was worth probably around $1,000. I think that was pretty reasonable.
Okay, well, you may not get a deduction, but, of course, you're now assured of another year of wonderful radio programming there.
That's
in
right.
San Diego.
I feel good.
Okay. Thanks very much for the call and for the donation, Corey.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dr. Gridlock, I understand you just returned a car, gave a car to charity.
Yesterday. Matter of fact, gave one away to the Purple Heart. They're very aggressive about it and called me and came. A tow truck driver came and took it away. We had long ago taken our plates off and turned them in to DMV and signed the back of the title over to the Purple Heart.
And I suppose your neighbors were glad to have that thing down off the cinder blocks in your front yard.
Absolutely. It was not cinder blocks, but it was a clunker.
And what kind of a clunker, if I might
be so bold? It was an 83 Chevrolet Citation that hadn't run in more than a year.
Some would argue those Citations didn't run much even when they were new.
Well, there you go.
We're speaking with Dr. Gridlock, Ron Schaefer, a columnist for The Washington Post, and with Kevin McCormally, who's editorial director of Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine, and they're discussing the used car write-off that being so aggressively advertised on many radio stations. If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And, of course, you can always send us an email question. The address TOTN@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. This is Mike, who's with us in Princeton, New Jersey.
I was surprised to learn that I'm not the only one who's ever had a problem with donating a car and then getting into trouble with tickets and things afterward. I donated a car to the Salvation Army last fall, and I thought everything was fine, and they picked it up and so on. And about 3 weeks later, I got a letter from the Philadelphia Police Department saying that my car had been towed as an abandoned vehicle, and I was responsible for storage charges.
And for the towing charges, presumably,
towing
as well.
Charges.
And had you, as Dr. Gridlock suggested, failed to take the plates off or sign that transfer at the back?
Nope, I had not.
Dr. Gridlock, what do you think?
Does that mean you had not signed it over?
I had signed it over, and I had not, and I had taken the plates off.
You had?
Yep.
And you still got this. Well, how do they trace it back to you?
Probably the vehicle identification number.
Uh-huh. But at the DMV, are you registered as no longer the owner of that car?
Yeah. And when I called the number, the police department towing garage number, mm-hmm. explained it to them, and they said, oh, okay, never mind.
Oh. That,
you got off well there.
Well, so far, I mean, 6 months ago, who knows what they're plotting against me now.
That's scary. I've seen a lot of those stories come in the form of letters and email to me where people have their cars impounded after they've donated them, and they get a traffic ticket, an impound fee, a towing charge, and they go back and forth in correspondence for months to try to get this sorted out.
On your other issue, by the way, I heard rumblings about the problems with taking too large a deduction and told my accountant to lowball the deduction to make it as low as reasonably possible.
Good idea. The first car I gave away, I did the exact same thing. I lowballed it, and I got audited because of that deduction. And when I went back in with all my paperwork, the IRS gave me money after the audit because it undervalued the car.
Great.
There you go. There's two government agencies. He called the police, the police car storage area, and they said, never mind. And you went to an IRS audit and came away with more money. Who says government doesn't work? Mike, thanks very much for the call.
Thanks.
Let's talk now with Dimitri. He's with us from Queens, New York.
Yes. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling because my parents actually gave me a car. And what I was wondering was, if I actually donated the car, can I actually deduct the car from my taxes?
All right. Excuse me. Yes, you do. Well, the way this works, because it was a gift, your basis in the car is whatever it was worth when it was given to you. So what you can actually deduct is either what it was worth when it was given to you or a lower amount if it's worth even less when you donate it to the charity. But the fact that you got it as a gift rather than buying it yourself does not in any way affect your right to deduct the fair market value if you then donate it to a charity.
Did Dimitri have to report it as income when he got it as a gift in the first place?
Oh, absolutely not. No, gifts still are not. You know, there's a federal gift tax, but the person who gets a gift never has to pay it. Only the person who gives the gift has to pay it, and that almost never happens because that's only gifts over $1 million. So I think Dimitri's probably okay on this one.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Dimitri.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Jane, and Jane is with us from Newburyport, Massachusetts. Jane, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air, Jane. Go ahead.
Hi. No, I just wanted to say that we had an old family friend, a 16-year-old Volvo station wagon. Both our girls learned to drive on it. She had a name, Bessie. And when she was no longer a car that we wanted them to drive, I called Special Olympics. They explained I would actually have to pay $45 for them to pick it up. And I still decided to do it, and they were very professional. They had me sign over the title. Everything went smoothly. They came with a truck, took her away because we'd already taken her off the road. And we didn't even bother with a tax deduction because we felt that her value was insignificant monetarily. The point of my story is she was still useful to them, and we felt it was a donation. And a donation is that. You give it away, and you hope that it goes somewhere to cause some good. And I think that the whole issue of, you know, you getting the tax deduction and how much can you get for it, you know, and sneak it under the wire, unless you're giving away a really new car that's very valuable, should be the secondary issue. You're making a donation.
Well, Kevin McCormally, we just have a few seconds left, but the reason Congress has this write-off provision is to encourage charitable donations, presumably.
Exactly. And, I mean, I agree. It is the secondary consideration of the tax savings. But what I always say to people is, remember, the more you save on your taxes, the more cash you can give to charity, if that's going to be your goal. I mean, I don't think people should overpay their taxes.
That's a good point, but I guess we felt the car wasn't worth enough, and our accountant encouraged us to just let it go, and we were comfortable with that. But anyway, I hope people still contribute because I think it's a worthwhile thing.
And I bet that Volvo is still driving around somewhere, Jane.
Hey, she's a good girl. I hope she is. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much for the call, Jane.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
And thanks to both of our guests, Kevin McCormally, editorial director of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
And he was with us from his office in Washington. And also Ron Schaefer, also known as Dr. Gridlock, who writes under that name for the Washington Post. He joined us from his office in Fairfax, Virginia. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.